dislike Olivia.
She's got a funny face.
Her forehead's too big and she does horrible, morally reprehensible things practically every episode.
Like, how can the viewer be the only person who knows what a horrible mess of a person she is?
Yeah, everyone else thinks she's great. Aaron doesn't. I enjoy the fact that she specifically wanted him to work for her, and now he's stitching her up like a kipper. It's excellent.
I can just imagine the disappointment on Mother's face when she finds out.
Actually, was this the first episode that the president wasn't in?
Oh, yeah, she wasn't in it.
Weird. What else happened in this episode? Oh, they got rid of the bomb thing by chucking it in the back of a man.
And a Middle Eastern man announced he had a bomb and ran with it over his head.
How terrifying would that be, just being like in a tube station having a man with a bomb above his head run at you, like up the escalators after you?
Have you seen the original 60s Batman film? The one where Batman's running around with a bomb above his head.
What does he say? It's like, some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. So, speaking of like the end of the episode, do you think that the whole, like, thematically, this whole season is going to end with them thinking that Jack is like bad again?
Like, because that has happened before.
Yeah, like I feel like that's going to happen after he springs Tony out of this.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he'll stop it, because I think that this season needs to end with them reforming CTU for next.
But
season.
But is that how you it needs to end, or how you want it to end?
No, I think that's how it needs to end. I can't see them.
They've set too much. They've established too much stuff for that not to happen. Like the whole Janice and Chloe thing for a start.
Like the whole stuff in this season is an excuse for why the country needs CTU.
Yeah. I like at this stage
and
as
torture.
Well. I was just about to mention that. I like that on two occasions this episode, Jack was just sticking his finger in someone's like gaping neck wound, and then later on he just told some guys to like walk away because he was going to torture Tony. So they just did.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, that makes sense. All right.
Whereas at the beginning of the season, that would have been kind of really frowned upon, and all the other characters would have hated Jack for it.
Yeah.
But
it's very pro-torture, this kind of.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah.
It's a surprising.
I don't have an issue with that. If you're a terrorist, you deserve to get tortured.
Yeah.
That's my.
Or you're aiding or abetting.
Or if Jack Bauer needs to get some information from you, expect him to stick matchsticks under your fingernails or something.
Stab scissors into your neck.
Yeah. But what else happened in this episode? I feel like this and the last episode were like, there weren't many like specific things that happened, but they were just tying stuff up.
Tony got taken out with a sleeper hold.
Oh yeah, and then woke up almost immediately.
That was like, usually they chase down people for ages, but this one was just a. No. Oh, that's what else happened this episode. There was the Chloe and Janice bickering.
Yeah.
I feel that we're going to see a lot of this in the next.
Yeah, season. I was going to say like they've established that dynamic for a reason, and also the thing with Kim at the airport with the guy
with that, the toilet killer,
the guy who looks like one of the villains from Die Hard.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He killed the Rock.
Yeah, he killed the Rock in a toilet.
Sorry, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. But that happened, so that was kind of funny. I like how he turned up with the coffee as well.
He's like, I got two coffees.
But like, it's like sometime after him murdering a dude, he realized that to keep up his facade, he had to go and buy two coffees and present them in a smiley manner.
Then come up with a reason why it took so long.
Sorry, darling, I was late with the espresso. I had to murder someone in the chap's box.
So do you think his wife is like working with Tony? Well, not with Tony,
probably.
But with the evil syndicate as well.
Yeah, because then you said he was giving her a coded message when he said, yes, it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
That's not a very coded message.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone ever says that around, I'll be like, hey, wait a minute, did he kill someone?
In a toilet.
This is the kind of situation that goes down without Kim even knowing she was in trouble in the first place. Like, they're both, like, waiting to kill her, and then something will happen behind the scenes that'll mean that the two people will leave.
Yeah.
And Kim will be fine, which would be really weird.
Or she'll get stuck in a bear trap.
Well, she spends the last two episodes, like, just pulling at her leg.
Yeah.
Actually, I find it quite hard to wonder how they're going to finish off now. It seems like there might be more than two episodes worth of finishing up to do.
Well, there's either... I don't know. They haven't got... What else?
There's the whole Council of Evil they have to roll up. There's Jack being sick they have to roll up.
But they never get rid of everyone in a series.
No, I'm almost certain they'll leave the Council of Evil thing open. Like, that dude who the woman keeps speaking to will...
Yeah.
Like...
But they've done it so many times before.
He will continue.
The ultimate baddies just are never mentioned again in the next series because they just want to go in a different direction with it.
Mm. I found it strange, like I was mentioning halfway through the episode, that we haven't seen the, like, Vice President again.
Yeah.
And then he was there.
Like, I was expecting him to be evil. No, not...
Which one?
Not
the Texan
old
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He, the Billy Bob Thornton style dude.
Yeah.
But,
he just disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, well.